Well, we are going to see some patchy freezing drizzle through the day. Kind of quiet today, not a whole lot going on. But as we get into the later parts of the afternoon and especially tonight, we're going to get the third round of activity. And luckily, I guess for some people who are sick of the ice, this one is going to come as pretty much all snow. But the only side effect of that is there's a very good chance it's going to be heavy snow.
Yeah, which is already going to cause problems, I would imagine, for power lines that are already iced.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially trees, I think a lot of those, the way they're laying, if we get a really heavy, wet snow to come down, which in this case there's a very good chance it's going to happen, that's just going to lay a little extra weight on those trees. So, and obviously any trees over power lines are going to cause some major issues.
Kyle, what's the best guess for snowfall amounts for the immediate Sioux Falls area at this point?
Right now we're leaning towards about 6 to 8 inches, but this is the type of system where it's not completely out of the question to get closer to a foot if you get set up in just the right place.
And there are other areas of the state that are really getting hammered, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, the entire state kind of took the brunt of this. They had almost all snow basically west of the James River. And then between the James River and Sioux Falls and the I-29 corridor, it's been kind of a mix of rain, sleet, and snow over the last 24 hours. And now, finally, the colder air is settling into most of the state. And so it's going to be all snow from here on out for the most part, except for the drizzle this morning.
KELO News Time is 7:36. Kyle Weiser of the National Weather Service joins us. What kind of things do you want folks to keep in mind during this kind of weather, Kyle?
Really just stay safe. You know, we don't see storm systems like this too often. So unless your plans or emergencies are very important, this is one of those days where it's probably just good to delay your activities.
What time are we expecting this rain to change over to snow?
I would say anytime after about 3 or 4 o'clock this afternoon. We'll just see mostly patchy freezing drizzle till then, and hopefully not too much of it.